Don Lebatard.
It is funny to hear Stu Gatz and how generally resistant he is to knowledge.
Yeah.
Yep, it's the key to the show. Yep.
Stu Gatz.
You just figured out the secret sauce, Dexter.
Knowledge is my kryptonite.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz on ESPN Radio.
Stu Gatz's weekend observations coming up in a couple of minutes, and do not let me end today's show without talking about Kyrie Irving's IG Live and how weird it was to hear him talk to Kevin Durant and Kevin Durant to tell him to quit thinking about himself as a player who's going to be posting up all season.
Oh boy.
It was interesting. That right there is reason enough for Kyrie Irving to not be talking publicly to anybody in a way that people can overhear.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Today on ESPN Daily, Sunday's NFL action saw a number of upsets and surprise performances. Bill Barnwell explains what it all means. That's on ESPN Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get to Stu Gatz's weekend observations in a second, but first we have an effervescent Christine Lisi.
And finally, maintaining good posture can burn up to 350 calories a day.
Oh, no, no,
no. Stu Gatz can't even burn calories the lazy way.
Oh, hey.
Wow. That was a zig right there.
I actually didn't see that one coming.
I thought calories were coming my way. Time now for Stu Gatz's weekend observation.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts. Din 24 of 33, 267 yards, 3 touchdowns. No interceptions, combined with a convincing 36-7 win over the Texans. And Dan,
no.
Just like that,
no.
He can turn the TVs back on.
No.
Because Mitchell Trubisky is back. Speaking of being back, the Miami Hurricanes are not. In fact, no one or nothing is further away from being back than the Miami Hurricanes. The surprising thing isn't that Sarah Fuller nailed the extra point. The surprising thing is the Vanderbilt offense scored. Vandy is better without Derek Mason. The comms. Mike, you're going to get mad at me right now because I have to go to another page. I just got to it, though. The comms. Or is it the doors? Things to ponder.
Wow, that was natural.
Got to the right page, though. I have a fantasy basketball draft this week, and I watched the NBA Finals 3 weeks ago. Weird year.
It really is.
I mean, what is going on here?
It really
is. Was there a new
it snuck
NBA?
Up on me. I work in sports, and I'm like, wait a minute, basketball already? Wait, it's December? What the hell's going on around here?
Chase Young, menace. Army, Navy. Gets me every time.
Oh, so bad.
Gets me every time.
Thank you for your service.
It's allowed to be bad.
Oh, my God.
No, but it can be bad. It doesn't matter if it's bad. It gets me every single time.
It used to exist as a thing by itself after football was over. Now it just gets drowned by more football.
North Carolina outrushed both teams.
Ugh.
Gets me every time. It really does. Such a great game. Game day was there. West Point. Huh. Goosebumps.
It's usually by itself.
I know.
It's the last game. It's the last sad game before we get to the bowl.
It gets me every time. Lynn Bowden Jr. has a chooch. Is it just me, or did Luka Doncic spend the entire offseason eating? You know what the L in Luka stands for, Dan? Not lettuce.
Okay.
You know what the K in Luka stands for, Dan?
Not kale.
Hey, you had it. And the offseason was 3 weeks long.
I don't understand. Look at
he's dove into a buffet. Luka. The Miami Hurricanes gave up 778 yards of offense.
Dear God.
That's it. That's all I have.
But they had a 300-yard back and a 235 back.
The Titans did what the Titans do. I don't know what that means, but it just felt like they did what they do. 62-26, Dan. If the Miami Hurricanes defense were a cheese, you know what type of cheese it would be?
Stinky cheese.
Swiss cheese, Dan. Holes in the cheese. You get it?
I've never heard that joke before. It's so creative.
North Carolina Tar Heels. The rare 60 burger with some you not back sauce.
It really was. It was. It was a 60 burger with some you not back sauce.
Seemed to be heavy on the Miami observations there, Sugats.
Man, he is just drilling the University of Miami.
In a year where teams played five games, Coastal Carolina managed to play 11 and went 11-0. Keep them out.
No.
I dare you.
No, let's go. Them and San Jose State. Let's go. Put them in the Final Four.
I'm daring the committee to keep that team out. I'm daring them to do it. You can't do it. They played 11 games. They won all 11, including a couple of ranked opponents.
They went after BYU. They got Liberty canceled and went after BYU.
Are they called the Tar Heels because they stop Miami every year? Like, to the point the Hurricanes become some sort of primordial ooze? I really did go after the Canes. I'm sorry. New York Jets.
It's primordial.
Whatever. New York Jets, just two losses away from the perfect season. There are few, if any, scarier driving experiences than being on I-95 in South Florida and passing a truck transporting three racks of cars that are bouncing all over the place.
It's so true.
It's terrifying.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you scared every time you drive by one of those trucks that has cars on it bouncing all over the place?
Especially on our 95. They've been doing construction on 95 since I moved down here in 97.
Honestly, Stugatz, 70 miles an hour anywhere in the world, you drive past a truck full of jostling cars.
You're right.
It's going to be scary.
You're right. Dan, I care about you. I don't want you to be startled once the NBA regular season starts, so I'll let you know now. Dwayne Bacon plays for the Magic. Willie Cauley-Stein is a Maverick. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is a Timberwolf. Bobby Portis plays for the Bucks. Knicks fans were chanting his name at Madison Square Garden last year.
Mike was chanting Gardner Minshew's name.
Yes, the Mecca. And speaking of the Bucks, don't worry, Dan. Italy's own Dante DiVincenzo is still there.
I haven't heard anything you've said since Bacon.
Chargers and Falcons, a battle of two teams who seemingly don't want to win. A.J. McCarron is a Texan. Aaron Rodgers can still scoot. Death, taxes, and Gesicki. Gators, as the old saying goes, if the shoe fits, maybe don't chuck it 20 yards downfield. If an announcer starts saying, hey, bartender, a six-pack of Gesicki, please,
yes,
just know they stole it from me. Saturday, December 12th, 2020, otherwise known as the night Kyle Trask lost everything. Dan, with an Eagles win and a Giants loss, combined with a home game remaining against the football team.
The tie's not going to matter, Stugatz.
You know what's back in play?
The tie is not
very much back in play,
it's not
going to
matter, Stugatz.
It's back in play,
The tie against the Bengals is not going to matter. Stop defending the tie against the Bengals.
It's the tie, Dan. The tie is back in play.
You have not allowed for the idea that the tie is going to be why they don't finish in first place. It's not going to be why they do. Like, it's so weird.
It's the greatest tie in the history of ties, and Doug Peterson should be applauded for it. How about that?
This is really the reason to watch the rest of the season.
The
who's going to be right about the tie against the Bengals? Dan or Stugatz? It's so stupid.
If you gave the Jets Russell Wilson for the final two games of the season, they wouldn't play him. I wonder if there was an Eagle quarterback that was rooting for the Saints to recover that onside kick yesterday. That's right. I went there. Arizona State, the rare 70 burger with a side of getting the other coach fired.
I don't think that rare? I feel like you give up a 70 burger, there's a pretty good chance the side is going to be get your coach fired.
I think Dabo survived it once to West Virginia.
I think you're right. Drew Locke has a chance. Dwayne Haskins, not terrible. Sean Payton, dangerous game. Aaron Rodgers has 39 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Jesus.
Yeah. A weekly tradition, unlike any other. Dabo fires back at somebody. Go ahead, Mike. Hit the music.
You got to wait for Poppy to stop doing it, but I was trying to do it seamless, but I'm, you know, it's the wheels of steel and difficult here.
All right. Dabo, do me a favor. College football is gross. All of it.
All of it.
Take your ridiculous salary. Coach, we'll consume it. We'll love it. Just shut up. Gus Malzahn, University of Miami, collision course. Dan, you know what the M in Malzahn stands for?
Miami?
Actually, no, Dan. Miami Lakes. I see him living there. Little Shula State, too, after a round of golf. What do you think? Jamal Adams, relax. You beat a team trying to lose. Russell Gage's nickname should be 12 Gage. Headline, Art Briles, leading candidate to replace Freeze. If Freeze decides to leave Liberty, looks like hell is about to freeze over. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Your first Art Briles good joke in about 17 months.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
I have been mailing those in lately, I gotta be honest.
Don Lebatard.
If you didn't hear or see the racism in the way those University of Miami football teams are covered, then you wear a Klan hood.
Stugatz.
Easy Street Band.
The Easy Street Band?
Yeah.
No.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. We'll get to conversational in a second, but it is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend coming up in about 10 minutes. Mike Ryan is putting a not very subtle pressure on me to talk about the Browns Monday night game, even though he knows that I am not somebody who likes to do football previews. Every song on the show today, if you've noticed, why would you have noticed this, is by an artist from the Cleveland area.
Really?
Stugatz, he's always doing, Stugatz, shows within shows with the music.
I'm aware of that, but you know what? In Mike's defense, it's a big game inside the AFC. It's Browns, it's Ravens, playoff spots are on the line, and Mike Ryan, this is the biggest game Mike Ryan's had in maybe his entire life. I mean, I'm serious. And he's all fired up for it, and I'm good with that.
All right, you can be good with that. He can be good with that, but I'm not going to allow him to segue seamlessly from talking ad nauseum about the Hurricanes, and then you saw what happened to the University of Miami over the weekend. If you want Cleveland Browns Homer Mike, the post-game show is where you will find him. It is not going to be on the show here, and we got to get to conversational there to respect the sponsor and what we're doing around here. So we will tell you that we are very grateful that ESPN has allowed us to stay on this month to tell you. ESPN has been very kind to us here at the end in allowing us this space to continue to tell you that if you want more Stugatz, more Greg Cody, more of my father in whatever the next incarnation is, on January 4th, all of us leave ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN Television, ESPN Radio. And the way that you can still get us, if you still want to follow us, is by just staying with the Lebatard and Friends feeds you may already have. South Beach Sessions tomorrow will be Big Boy. If you have South Beach Sessions already, you don't need to go get it again. It'll still be in the same place you find it. And if you do Lebatard and Friends in general, you will get everything that we will be making after January 4th, because ESPN has allowed us the freedom to be able to do this.
and I've seen that our audience has started to do it because all of those podcasts, ours is always up near the top, but all of those podcasts, Lebatard and Friends Network, Stupidity, Mystery Crate, South Beach Sessions, they're all at or near the top.
But
so thank you, but continue
but
to
well,
do
well,
it.
We need yes. to impress upon them that really, because we don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen here exactly after January 4th. But that's the only place you're going to get any information from us on it.
Yeah.
So that's the only place where you'll be able to find what we do. And if it's become a habit thing in your life, we need you to know that you need to make sure that you have that so that you have any access to us outside of social media.
And to be clear, we'll be doing the show January 4th. It's after the show January 4th.
That we don't know what's going to happen after that. Before we get to some other stuff that I want to get to from our sad football Sunday. The idea that the Chiefs, the Dolphins are encouraged, Dolphin fan base encouraged by how they looked against the Chiefs. And I just sort of want you to examine that the Chiefs were 4-1 down in the turnover department. There was a 4-1 turnover disparity in that game that did not favor the Chiefs. And they were up 30-10 while having it.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins fans are encouraged because they were close to that. But just understand that the Chiefs, at the start of the fourth quarter, had three more turnovers than the Dolphins and were winning by 20 points against an 8-3 team or an 8-4 team on the road.
Dolphins learned that lesson that not many teams are going to learn because he simply doesn't do it. When Patrick Mahomes hands you two interceptions in the first quarter of a game, you better turn those into touchdowns. Not field goals, not 3 points, not a single touchdown. You got to turn those into touchdowns because, as Dan just pointed out, they were getting dominated in the first quarter of that game, and the Chiefs were still up 30-10 when they went to half. It's insane how good that team is.
Will you just let us be encouraged, okay? It's all we have.
Well, you should be encouraged. I'm not saying you shouldn't be encouraged. I'm just saying when those opportunities come against that team, you have to convert them into 7 points.
I don't think anybody should be encouraged watching that team play. Other than Kansas City fans who boo unity, because there is no unity in the NFL. There's that team and everyone else, and it's good. It's been a minute since there was this kind of distance where you're looking at Tyreek Hill and you're saying, how is that possible? And you're looking at Kelce and a tight end is leading the league in receiving and also the best quarterback any of us have ever seen in a season where Aaron Rodgers has gone 39-4 touchdown to interceptions. And if I say to any of you right now, who you got? One game, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? It's tough. It ain't an easy question. But Patrick Mahomes is, what, a dozen years younger right now?
Yeah, but 39 touchdowns, 4 interceptions for Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick Mahomes had to have a disaster of a game yesterday to get to the 4 interceptions, Stugatz. He only had 2 before yesterday. Mahomes was twice as good when it came to interceptions before yesterday as Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
Dan, I would take the Chiefs. They're clearly the best team in the sport, but in a one-game scenario, neutral field, Super Bowl, because that's where it would be.
But Stugatz, it's not just that you get Patrick Mahomes. You get the best tight end in football, the new Gronk. You get a receiver faster than everyone else in football. You get a defense that's good as well. I will not cover the Browns. You can get Browns coverage in the post-game show. Funniest thing from the sports weekend next.
Don Lebatard.
There is a consensus. You guys hate us.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that.
Stugatz.
Yep, there is no debating that. You don't like us.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
There is no preview. Just do the sponsorship. We're not doing the preview. If you want a preview of Browns Ravens, you'll get it in the postgame show. Just do the sponsorship, please.
There's your preview with more than 30 unique coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. They know small business. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com today.
So this song is offensive to me that Mike Ryan is doing this. If you want, and I don't know why you would, yet more Browns coverage from this show. There is a big game tonight the Browns are playing in. They can knock the Ravens out of the playoffs, Stugatz. They can get into the playoffs. I will not talk about that. We will talk about it tomorrow. Before we do anything else, turn that down, please.
That's the one seed from last year's playoffs not making the playoffs where they lost tonight.
Oh,
man.
But Stugatz,
big game.
I just don't think it's even fair to do any of the measurements on any of these teams when they're getting hit by COVID. And, of course, Lamar Jackson doesn't look the same. It may at least be in part because, wait a minute.
Guys, again? Yeah.
You guys aware that the Ravens used to be the Browns?
So let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Wow, Christine Lisi,
we're gonna make her wait for a second.
Rattled,
we're gonna ask her for the funniest thing from the sports weekend. I'm just trying to get through the rest of the show playing defense against you guys, getting me to talk Browns Ravens.
Hey people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha ha ha!
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. Dell Technologies end-of-year sale helps you save big on the latest business computers with Intel Core processors, and you get it all with free shipping. Call 877-S-DELL today.
Christine, get ready because I'm going to come to you for your funniest thing of the sports weekend at the end of this, but let's start with Chris Cody. Chris Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Miami Hurricanes rush defense.
That was unbelievable. I mean, that is the most rushing yards ever. That's not something that we're making up. They told me that during the local hour, that no team has ever allowed two running backs to do that. It is the rare two running backs going over 230 yards in a game. I don't understand how that happened quite that way, even understanding that North Carolina is good at offense. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
So Broncos receiver Deontay Spencer posted a picture of himself on Twitter of him scoring a touchdown with the caption, "Godspeed," except he replaced the letter S with a lightning bolt. So it looked like it divided two words. So instead of Godspeed, it looks like God peed.
Okay, very good. Okay. That doesn't work, really. God peed is not what he was going for. Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Guys, in the battle for the Heartland Trophy, Wisconsin and Iowa punted back and forth 12 times in a row to each other.
Oh, God. Just, I mean, did we really need that conference to rush back and play football? Honestly, Scott Frost, James Franklin, Harbaugh, did you really need to rush us back for that?
We needed Ohio State.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Gator quarterback or cornerback Marco Wilson just throwing a shoe, totally blowing his team's chance of making it to the playoffs in the middle of a fog storm. I don't even know what you would call that.
I have not seen a college athlete made fun of like that since Manti Te'o. I feel bad for a college athlete who makes that mistake, and then all of a sudden the world is laughing at you because what's that kid feel like today? Honestly, what he's done to Florida's chances because he thought it was a good idea in a critical situation to throw a shoe, setting LSU up for the rare in college football 57-yard successful field goal.
Today, I think he feels a little bit better than yesterday, Dan. Time tends to heal these things.
I don't think this fast, Stugatz. The internet laughing at you. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you get over the entire internet laughing at you in 24 hours? Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I'm not sure you guys saw this.
Don't do
this
the
weekend,
Browns.
But the 93 Cleveland Browns take on the 75 Baltimore Ravens.
Stugatz, what
Baker
is
Mayfield
the funniest
hasn't thrown an interception
Stugatz,
in five
what is the
games.
Funniest thing
the Cleveland
from the
Browns
sports
have clinched
weekend.
Their first winning season
Stugatz,
since 2007.
What is the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
You mentioned Scott Frost before, Dan. He loves to blame people, just never blames himself. He blamed this week's loss on excessive media timeouts, even though his opponent, Minnesota, was missing 33 players.
Christine, let's get from you. What did you think was funnier than anything over the course of this sports weekend?
Well, you're asking me last minute, so I'm going to say two quick things. Watching my husband watch Tyreek Hill score that first touchdown and not believe that any human being could be that fast.
Yes.
That was funny. And it's then also weird. The play-by-play guys from the Vikings game when their kicker kept missing field goals, their sound on those calls, that was hilarious. I heard it on SportsCenter this morning. Those were hilarious.
We will see if we get that sound for you over the course before this show is over. But let's also do with Christine what we were supposed to do at the start of this segment before I ended up botching everything because I'm just trying to play defense. I'm trying to box Mike out on being able to talk Browns football. This is not the kazoos, Mike. Mike, put the kazoos on.
The
kazoos, Mike.
Mike, I got it in for you.
I don't want to listen to Browns coverage. Play the kazoos, please. Respect the kazoos.
And finally, ferrets can sleep so soundly that they cannot be woken up even when picked up and jostled. How about that?
About that.
Is that correct? Mm. Why, you thought you were going to get sideswiped by some ferret?
Ferret?
Your eyebrows, yeah, your eyebrows are like a ferret?
Yeah.
You're not a ferret, you're a weasel.
That is correct.
That, right.
Do you, I'll put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you know the difference between a ferret and a weasel? I've got the funniest thing. I got my funniest thing from the sports weekend because I was watching those couple of losers, the Chargers and the Falcons, trying to out-lose each other. And I could not believe that for the third straight week, Anthony Lynn, who's got the treasure everyone wants, the young quarterback, Anthony Lynn has had one of these calamities that you just never see in professional football. Did you see what happened at the end of the first half? Chargers and Falcons?
No.
Okay, listen to this, because you'll never see it. And the place that you can't see it is coach on the hot seat who's about to get fired, who has a quarterback for the next 10 years mm-hmm. and is blowing it week by week, even when he wins, because it's all I remember from this game other than, holy bleep, Matt Ryan, you stink if Julio Jones isn't out there. Like, I don't know how you came close to winning the MVP. I'm going to go ahead and say that was Shanahan, because when Julio Jones isn't out there, you, like, what happened?
He's not very good.
You were up 23 in a Super Bowl, but this is what I remember from this game. There are 21 seconds left in the first half. The Chargers don't have any timeouts left. They've got a third and one. On the third and one, Anthony Lynn decides to run the one play that doesn't stop the clock, which is to run it right up the middle, which is fine if you get the first down and then spike the ball. But what if you don't? Well, what if you don't is your field goal team running on the field at the same time that your guys don't know how to get off the field and just realize, wait a minute, it's fourth and short. I can't spike the ball here or I'm giving it over on down. And so Herbert's just walking around in circles. He doesn't know. And then he jogs off the field lightly as all of the time just ticks off the clock. All of it. It was as unprofessional a football moment as you will ever see from an alleged professional team. And that team won. That team beat those sorry Falcons.
Lynn is so fired.
So fired.
Nothing in life is free.
You're so fired. Mike, can you get the sound of Wanstead, me yelling so fired of my brother, you know, polluting Shula's Steakhouse in a time when my Stugatz walked into the bathroom and all of a sudden I'm yelling about Dave Wanstead being so fired. That's the kind of fired Anthony Lynn is.
Don Lebatard.
By the way, Los Ranchos is not Mexican. It's a Nicaraguan restaurant. Get it right, Lord Lungs.
Stugatz.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today we congratulate Kevin Durant. KD played in his first game after a year and a half due to rehab on his Achilles at 24 minutes. Durant scored 15 points, pulled in 3 rebounds, had 3 assists, 2 blocks. Look good, man. Helping the Nets beat the Wizards in a close game. Durant said that he felt great, and while he didn't believe he played great, he felt that he had some solid moments. Also said he was nervous before the game. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Lorenzo points out that Anthony Lynn decided to take over special teams duties last week on top of everything else.
Really?
What I just described to you is an absolute special teams apocalypse.
Getting some work in because he's going to be a special teams coach next year.
It would appear that that's the place that he's headed. We are going to update the polls at Lebatard Show. in just a second. What are you laughing about, Billy? What's so funny?
What a good joke by Stu Gatz.
I mean, that's why would you put him? Why would you watch what we saw yesterday and put him in charge of special teams? But what Stu Gatz was saying there about Kevin Durant, I can't believe none of us selected as funniest thing from the sports weekend. After professing a media boycott, after costing himself and his team $25,000 in fines, Kyrie Irving decides to do an Instagram Live with Kevin Durant, and in doing so, it was awkward as hell, Stu Gatz.
Yeah, that's how they do it, though, Dan.
It was, Mike, what would you say were the highlights from this? Because Kyrie Irving trying to tell Kevin Durant that he is like Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant saying, not really, you're not, and please don't take too many shots. I felt almost like they were doing it just to see how it would be consumed by us as art.
I think it was a social experiment by them. My heart sank when I saw Kyrie Irving live on Instagram, and I couldn't turn away. And it went exactly how I thought when Kevin Durant joined him. He was doing this with a couple of his teammates, but everyone was most interested in seeing what that exchange would be like.
But would you agree that Kyrie Irving was giving off, I'm in charge, and Kevin Durant was giving off a very much a bored, no, you're not?
I'm going to go the other way on this. I actually now think it's going to work more, seeing just how Kevin Durant dismissed Kyrie Irving entirely.
Yes, that was amazing to watch, saying, look, you get 2.5 post-ups a game, and the half is you throwing the ball right back out to me.
I was you in a previous life.
My footwork is impeccable. Yeah, but don't be under the rim and give me the ball back.
I just don't think it's good for the continuity of our offense, Kyrie, if you're under the basket the entire time.
At Le Batard Show, so good, Stu Gatz.
But could there be a shift here where Kyrie is such a pain and Kevin Durant is the one, the only one
he was in
who's calling him out because he's better than Kyrie?
But he's the only one that has to be, because this was very much a fly around an elephant's butt. Like, this is, there's no doubt. Let it be known now on Kyrie's Instagram Live that Kevin Durant is telling you, nah, my team, Kyrie. I'll say it right to your face. Yeah, but my footwork, it's impeccable. Yeah, 2.5 posts up a game, and half of one is you throwing the ball back out.
It was you in a previous life. I couldn't even understand what he's saying. I was like, does Kyrie Irving think he's a 7-footer?
Did KD join up with Kyrie just to make himself seem more likable?
That's what I'm saying. This is gonna backfire on me. He is the only person that can, because Kyrie doesn't care if you like him or not. Clearly does not care. Kyrie is so interesting and so all over the place that he is going to do the impossible and make me like Kevin Durant. I'm telling you.
Well, that's funny, because Kyrie Irving doesn't care whether you like him or not, but Kevin Durant seems to very much care whether you like him or not.
And it seems like Kyrie is doing him a favor here. Hey,
Let me just be who I am.
This might be the formula for Kevin Durant. Oklahoma State got the meat shield of Russell Westbrook over there. Draymond Green will take some of the blame over in Golden State.
Oh, no.
Now, he's got one built in a lab in Kyrie Irving.
He's going to checkmate all of us.
It was unbelievable how cold it was. The whole thing felt disrespectful. And just, I want you to imagine Kyrie Irving just eating feces throughout an Instagram Live.